I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. House Democrats have stalled negotiations on an upcoming farm bill over concerns about cuts to the food stamp program. The farm bill is reauthorized every 5 years or so, and food stamps make up a bulk of its budget. Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
John Youngberg is with the Montana Farm Bureau Federation. He says the upcoming farm bill is about more than just food stamps.
It's a safety net for farmers and ranchers.
He says the bill helps farmers out if they lose crops and cows to bad weather or a bad economy. But for years, it's also paid for the food stamp program. And as the debate over food stamps rages in the House, Youngberg says farmers are caught in the middle.
And all that stuff starts to get tied up in you know, whether we pass the bill or not.
Ellie Agar is with the nonprofit Hunger Free Colorado. She says any cuts to the food stamp program would harm communities across the region. Plus, she says food stamps actually benefit farmers.
When participants use those dollars at the grocery store, that goes back to the farmers and retailers that supported getting that food there.
The upcoming farm bill is still a work in progress. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
In Colorado, agriculture is a multi-billion dollar industry that employs more than 170,000 people. A district court judge ruled today that El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder cannot use requests from immigration authorities to justify jailing two men after they have paid bond. The Colorado American Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit last month on behalf of the two men, arguing that the sheriff's office was improperly holding prisoners. And authorities say burning tires that ignited when a wildfire spread from Fort Carson are producing toxic smoke that could force evacuations. As of today, the EPA has taken charge of managing the fire. The smoke prompted an elementary school about a mile from the fire to cancel classes. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.